This morning, I want to preach to you a little message this morning. There was just something missing. You may have questions this morning. I have no answers. All I know is that God is God alone. Brother J.D. Markham, God does not make a mistake. I cannot come in here this morning and overlook this and overskip this, but I must preach, thus saith the Word of God. And as I look into this scripture this morning and I read this word, the Bible says they were just something missing. And I thank God this morning that you found what was missing. And I want to address that this morning in this text. We're going to say amen. We're going to have an altar call. We're going to have baptisms this morning. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter number 19 and verse number 16. And the Bible says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? He said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, and that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, which Jesus said, Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come. Follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, If he be lost, who can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This morning, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this place as it is in heaven. Lord God, I ask you this morning to take this simple message and answer simple questions. Lord, I ask you to take this word and stir hearts. I ask you to take this word and secure hearts with it. Lord, I ask you to take this word and do what only you can do, and that's save souls. Father God, I love you, I thank you, I plead in the blood of Jesus Christ that for the next few moments that we'll look into this text and we'll tell Satan to get out of this place in the name of Jesus. For the next few moments, we'll look at this text and we'll get our own thoughts and our own emotions and our own wants out of the way. And we'll look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, this morning, as I stand here this morning, oh, Satan's told me all week not to say this. But if there's one in here this morning and there's something missing in their life, they would come to an old-timey altar and they'd do business with an old-timey God. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you, nothing about me. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. There's just something missing. Friends, as we come this morning and we read this text, it says in verse number 16, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master. You know, when there's something missing in a man or a woman's life, they come to a place in their life, number one, is where they move toward the master. They move to that place in their life where they can get peace, where they can get rest, and where they can get comfort, but most of all, where they can get assurance about some things that are in their life. As we read this text this morning, it says, and behold, one came and said unto him, a good master. And he said unto him, what good things shall I do that I may inherit or eternal life or receive eternal life? And Jesus said, you've moved toward me and you're wanting to know the real answer. Friends, this morning the only way that you and I will get a true answer of anything in our life is when we read the Word of God, when we search the Word of God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, God Almighty, He's not the author of confusion. He says that He knows all things. And do you know this morning He knows your heart this morning? And did you know this morning He knows my heart this morning? Hey, I may lie to a lot of people and I may look in a lot of ways to a lot of things. Hey, but this morning there's one person this morning that you can't lie to and you can't mislead. And His name's God Almighty this morning. We've sung the song this morning. He is God alone. Friends, there's nobody else like Him. There, nobody else knows anything like He knows this morning. And when this young man, he came to Jesus, he moved to the master and he said, master, there's something missing. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, there's something missing in my life. And Jesus said, I want you to do something. I want you to look into the Word of God and see what's missing in your life. And this morning, you may do a checklist this morning and you may check off a lot of things. And look what he did this morning. Number one, he moved to the master. Hey, but number two, he meditated on what was missing. Look in verse number 17. And he said unto him, Jesus said, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, and that is God. But if thou wilt inherit eternal life, keep the commandments. He said he moved to the master. Hey, but he started meditating on what was missing. And here's what the young man did. He said unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. He said, have you committed murder? And the young man said, nope, check, I didn't commit murder. I'm okay right there. And then he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. He said, have you ever committed adultery? And he checked, he said, I'm good right there. And then he come on down the list and he said, thou shalt not steal. And the young man looked at his life and he searched it from the top to the bottom. And he said, I've never stealed from nobody. I've never done that. And he said, check, I'm good right there. Maybe this morning you're doing a checklist this short morning. Hey, but you know something's missing. And then he got to the place and he said, thou shalt not bear false witness or talk about one another or bear false witness against somebody. He said, check, I've never done that in my life. But then we see in verse number 20, he's talking to this young man. He says, honor thy father and thy mother. He sat there and he thought. He said, I've never sashed my mama. I've never sashed my daddy. What they've told me to do, I've done. I've never went another way. He's meditating in his life. He said, I've come to the master and I moved toward him and I'm meditating on what's going on and I can't understand why I'm feeling this way on the inside. And he got to that place and he's checked everything in the box. Man, there's not another box left. Hey, there's not nothing else to check out on. Hey, there's not nothing else to look at. And Jesus says, he said, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. He put a big check mark right there. He said, I always love my neighbor more than I love myself. But then he gets down here and the young man said unto him, all these things. He said, I took the checklist. I went to the top, to the bottom. I've done everything that you've told me to do. Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel so empty? Why do I feel like something's missing? And Jesus said, look what he said here. The young man, he moved toward the master. He meditated what was on missing. He says this though in verse number 20, the young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. He said, but Jesus, don't lie to me. I'm going to tell you something this morning. The Holy Spirit will never lie to you. Man will lie to you. Your religion will lie to you. Your church membership will lie to you. There are so many things that will lie to you. But when you move to the Master and you get right where Jesus is and you start meditating on what's missing in your life and you say, I can't get no peace, I can't get no rest, and I keep fighting this and I don't understand. He said, I know what you've told me, but what likest I yet? I know you've told me to keep all these things and I've done the best that I could to keep everything you've told me to do, but there's something missing. He said, what lack I yet? And Jesus said, oh, now you want to know. Now you want to know. Now you want to know what it takes to be a follower of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, this morning it's not keeping a ritual. It's not keeping a bunch of rules. It's not keeping a bunch of things that I do. It's keeping what He did on the cross of Calvary. Being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Knowing what it is to be raised again on that third day. Having somebody make an intercession for our sins. And He says here, look in verse number 21, and Jesus said unto him, if thou be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And come and follow me. This young man, he came to this place, he knew something was missing. He moved to the Master. He meditated on what was missing, Brother Eric. He got thinking about what was missing. But here's the difference. Here's what I want you to get this. But the Bible says, he made the wrong move. He moved to the Master. He got right where Jesus was. Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, you've got to forsake all and follow me. You've got to give it all away and follow me. He said, preacher, I don't have nothing to give away. He don't want your material possessions. He wants your spiritual heart. He wants what's deep. Some may get offended this morning. Some may be stirred this morning. I don't know. But I know this. This young man, he came and he knew something was missing. And he meditated on what was missing. And he said, I've kept everything you said, but what lacketh I yet? And Jesus said, you're just going to have to follow, give it all away. Everything that you've accomplished, you're going to have to give it up and come and follow me. And the Bible says that the young man said, look what he says here, look what the young man said in verse number 22. But when the young man heard that saying, when you don't follow Jesus, this is the way you'll go away. When he convicts you in your life that you need to be born again. Brother J.D. Markham, it doesn't matter what position you hold, you can give an amen right there. It doesn't matter what men think of you. When the Master knows it's missing, we know it's missing. I studied and pondered on all this all week long, and I'm not the author and finisher of your faith, young man. I'm not the author of your salvation, and I'm sure not the finisher. There's one author and there's one finisher. If I started it for you, it would not last. But I want you to know this afternoon who the Son sets free is free indeed. And he says in the Word of God, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He had so much he would lose. He had so much that man thought he would lose. When man looked at him and said, if you do this, you know what? There's so much that's going to be at stake. But the young man, he left. You know why? Because he didn't want to have to go back and do some things. He didn't want to go back to that path. He didn't want to go back to that way. He said, I'm done up here. There's no way I'll humble myself down here. Church, I want you to know, on the authority of God's Word, if we don't humble ourselves and repent and ask God to save us, if we're lost, we will bust hell wide open. But I want you to know, on the authority of God's Word, when you repent and you ask Jesus Christ to save you and to cleanse you from all of your unrighteousness, He'll do what He said He'll do. We serve a God that'll do what He said He will do. Amen. And as I think this week and I think back of the week that I've had, man, I want you to know, I woke up this week in several mornings and I thought, Lord God, how could it be? Lord God, what did we miss the mark? Lord God, what did I preach wrong? Lord God, what did I say wrong? Lord God, what did I do? And He said, you ain't the author and you ain't the finisher. You're just a messenger. Folks, this morning, you're not the author of nobody's salvation. Don't you ever look at somebody and say, I know they're saved. I can point them out. I can't judge a man to heaven, and I can't judge him to hell. All I know is, if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you have a home in heaven. If you've never been washed, as of right now, you have a home in hell. If you've never been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He said there was something missing. There was something missing. And he moved to the master. He said, Jesus, what's missing? And Jesus told him, do these things. And he meditated on it. He said, but that ain't it. It's deeper than that, Jesus. It's deeper than that. It's deeper in my soul. Man, I got a stirring on the inside. And Jesus said, give it all away and come on with me. Come on. This morning he's telling somebody, come on, give it, come on. Come on. You know what Satan told me? Do not go in there and tell them people, come on. He told me that all week, Brother Whooper. Before the youth, before he got saved, you know what? I tell everybody to get saved. And no devils question me. Be careful inviting them to the altar. Folks, I'm not inviting nobody. Jesus is. And when you invite them to come and God says tell them to come, you don't know who's going to get saved. It's not my business to know who gets saved. It's not my business to know if you're saved or lost. That's yours. That's between you and God. It's called a personal salvation. Personal salvation. And as I thought about that and how that man, he got there and he said, Lord Jesus, what must I do? What must I do? He moved right toward him. He meditated on what was on missing. He said, oh, something's missing. But he made the wrong move. This week, come Friday morning, I woke up. Boy, I was heavy, Brother J.D. I was heavy Thursday. I was heavy in my spirit. Y'all ever been heavy in your spirit? Man, I'm talking about everything else going good. You ain't got cancer. You ain't got COVID. There's no problem. Man, you just everything's good, but you're just heavy in your spirit. Heavy in your spirit. And I thought about a lot of things. Y'all know I'm not politically correct on a lot of things, and I don't do things the right way. But I know when God talks to me. I know the writing on the wall. That's my daddy's handwriting on the wall. And I know when he writes it and tells me something. Now, I can be crazy all I want, but I know. And he said, son, if I wouldn't have saved that young man, when you got to heaven, you said, Peter, where's J.D.? Where's J.D.? Where's my youth? Where's J.D.? Where's J.D.? Paul, Apostle Paul, where's J.D. at? Man, I want to see J.D. Where's J.D.? He said, I don't know. Who's J.D.? What? I want to see him. Where's he at? Man, I've been waiting on him. I don't know who you're talking about. You better go ask Jesus. Peter, where's J.D.? John the Baptist, where's J.D.? I don't know. Who's J.D.? You better go ask Jesus. Listen here, folks. I could have stood before Jesus and said, well, hey, where's J.D.? He said, that ain't biblical, preacher. He says, one last time, he'll wipe them tears away. Where's J.D.? He said he was lost. His eternity's in hell. Come here, my son. Revelation chapter number 7, he'll wipe them tears away one last time. Because he went away sorrowful. Preacher, is that what you wanted? Preacher, is that what you wanted? No. Now when I get to heaven, I ain't going to have to ask Peter where J.D. is. Ooh. I ain't going to have to ask Paul, where's J.D.? And folks, when I get to heaven, I'm not going to have to ask Jesus, where's J.D.? Because he put his faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. Because he knew something was missing. On the inside. And he knew he had to get it right. He knew he couldn't keep going on the same way he was going, and he had to get it right. God pierced my heart this week. So hard and so heavy. He said, how many will you get to heaven that you pastor every Sunday? Sunday in and Sunday out. And you'll get to heaven. And they won't be there. He said, son, I've just opened your eyes a little bit. I've opened your eyes a tad bit. You remember, you're just a preacher. And you're just a mouthpiece. He said, you remember, I'm the Savior. And you're just a mouthpiece. Folks, this morning I want to ask you a question. Is there something missing? Is there something missing in your life this morning? Have you moved toward the Master? You meditated on what was missing in your life. Don't make the wrong move. Don't make the wrong move. You make sure this morning when you walk out of this building, I don't want you to doubt your salvation, not one bit. Don't do that. If you know you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, hey, that ought to be shouting going on. It's shouting time in heaven. Amen? But this morning, if you don't have no shout, let me just back up. If you've never been to a place in your life where you've been under the spout where the glory runs out, the blood of Jesus Christ, washed in His blood, saved from your sins, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. When the young man went to Jesus, he said, there's something missing. When he lined up everything that he needed, he kept it all from his youth up. Looking at that young man, boy, he's got it all together. But it's on the inside that counts. This morning, if there's something missing in your life, the altar's open. There's deacons to my left and deacons to my right. Love to talk with you. I'm standing here and be willing to talk with you. But I want you to know this morning, we got to follow the Word of God and do what the book says when there's something missing. Let us pray. Our Father, as humbly as I know how, I know other way to bow in your presence and know that there's going to come a day that I'm going to stand before you. There's going to come a day that I'm going to stand in your presence and your power. Lord, there's going to come a day. And Lord God, it won't be on my good works. It won't be on the things that I've done here. But the only way that I or anybody else in this whole entire universe will ever make it to heaven is by being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That coming to a place in their life that they admit they're a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And confess that with their mouth. Lord, this morning your word says that if I shall believe with thy heart, if I shall confess with thy mouth, believe with thy heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Lord, if we confess and we believe and we search our hearts today, Father, Lord, as a church and as a body, we can walk out of this place with a peace that passes all understanding. Knowing this morning that any void in our life, it can be filled with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.